It's brand new, season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedeta. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Here we go. Welcome into the program. This is Follow the Money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss along with Pauly Howard as we are live as always. In downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino. We do talk about sports betting for 3 hours every single day on tap. On today's program, Michael Lombardi, former longtime NFL executive, current VSiN host, will be on the show. So much to recap with him at that point from Week 18. Paul Stone in 2 hours from right now, professional sports bettor and college football handicapper on tonight's national title game. And Tobias Gable, who is the director of the Sports and Race Book at the Borgata in Atlantic City, will dive into what took place yesterday. Did they get killed with some of the results, early movement for the playoff games, and biggest liability on Super Bowl futures, Paulie. And we have so much to go over, obviously, from yesterday and looking ahead to the playoffs. We will start with what took place in last night's game Sunday night, where everybody thought it was a foregone conclusion. Green Bay would simply win the game and move on to the playoffs and take on the San Francisco 49ers. And as I tweeted out last night, well, here's the thing. The Lions actually saved Green Bay from one thing in particular, and that was complete embarrassment by going to San Francisco. Mm-hmm. The Packers were going to get mauled, and now that's on the hands of Seattle. They'll go there and get killed this week, I'm sure, against San Francisco. But what a job by Dan Campbell last night. They were the better team. Quite frankly, they deserve to be in the playoffs. If you were to do updated power rankings right now, power ratings in the NFC, they might be the third best team in the NFC right now.
Incredible coaching job. I totally agree. Does he coach like that if they need the game? I don't know. But again, to watch how that played out in the fourth quarter and how aggressive he was in passing on field goals and the lateral play on second and 17, but that guy, that same guy, twice kicked 54-yard field goals instead of going for it on fourth and short, it might have been the reason they're not in the playoffs.
How about they pan over to him on fourth and short, and it's no hesitation. He's, get out there.
Right. He passes on the game-tying field goal, goes for it, and leads to a touchdown. Then he does the lateral, and then instead of kicking the field goal, go up seven, I'm going for it, and they go fast, snap it immediately, and Goff completes the pass, and then they run the clock out.
Goff,
what a job.
By the way, Goff completely outplayed Aaron Rodgers last night.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it was night and day, the difference between those two quarterbacks.
Yep.
The play calling overall, you're exactly right. It was bada bing, bada boom. No hesitation again. They knew what they were going to do. Meanwhile, the Packers have like zero explosiveness whatsoever on offense. It was a thing of beauty. The short calling, short yardage play calling last night, the second and 17, like you said, shades of Boise State with the hook and ladder. Pure brilliance last night from Dan Campbell. Kudos, tip of the cap to them. And I wish that was a team that was going to San Francisco this week to play in the playoffs.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
Yeah.
Were they going to beat the Niners? I doubt it. But still, they are fun to watch, and they are dangerous. and how they closed the season. I don't know what happened at Carolina. Obviously, they couldn't stop the run. That's a game that kept them out. They blew that game in Minnesota earlier in the season. Couldn't do anything in the second half at home against Miami and almost beat the Bills. So the shoulda, woulda, coulda game. But, you know, great job with pride and showing up. And if we can't go, you're not going either, right? Mantra, which worked out. And I know Saleh's been talking about this all year with the Jets about I'm keeping receipts and we're going to be a good team. Well, how about all those guys that went back when they beat Green Bay in the first meeting when Rodgers said, you can't lose to teams like this.
Yeah.
And they said, okay, you think you're better than us, huh? Yeah. Okay. And it came back to bite them. And I'm with you. I thought Green Bay would win, especially once Detroit was eliminated with the drama in the Seattle game. But they just weren't a very good team. And the fact that you're right, they were going to get steamrolled in San Francisco. And they beat themselves. Silly turn. Oh. Living in Detroit territory and couldn't take advantage.
Basically, Paulie, it was a carbon copy of what happened the first time they played in Detroit. Because that's when Green Bay had the ball deep inside Detroit territory the entire game. A lot of that in the red zone, and Rodgers was terrible. He had the thumb in that game. But last night, the same exact thing. They were replaying it on NFL Network here at the Circus Sportsbook, and I'm just like, oh, over and over and over again. It was just at the Detroit 20, at the Detroit 31, at the Detroit 27. Doesn't matter. Fumble, sack, stupid play, penalty. Yep. They were awful last night.
Yep.
And they deserved to lose that game. And they were, you know, I mean, again, what would you take right now? Dan Campbell moving forward as your head coach or Matt LaFleur? I mean, again, LaFleur has had Rodgers here. And we're going to find out what he's really like as a head coach once Rodgers says, you know, see you later.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
LaFleur blew it by not declining the penalty late in the game because the clock would have stopped. The other thing, what's Walker? After what happened Monday night, you're shoving personnel coming?
Boneheaded
trainer?
Play.
I mean, what? I've never seen that before. What are you thinking?
No, not only did that happen, Paul, then the trainer kind of looks back at him like, what was that? And he starts to step towards him.
It was going
to
be, yeah.
And then 95 comes in and he bumps him like, hey, you're not going to mess with my boy. Huh? We got 11 of us on the football field.
Yeah, I know.
You're going to go at him right now? Good luck. You're not going to get past me.
Yeah.
What was that, guys?
I couldn't believe Walker did that. I mean, that is just, forget about what happened Monday, which you can't, but with the timing, it's just I'm going to shove him and get tossed out of the game. Standing ovation to Goff, too. You mentioned it. Last nine games, 15 touchdowns, no interceptions. Yeah. This guy, his career was over. The Rams couldn't wait to get rid of him.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing you said, what are the Lions to win the division next year?
Well, that's...
I mean, that's another thing going in, too.
That's all I saw last night on my Twitter timeline.
Well, I agree with it.
Not only are people saying they're going to win it, but they're going to be the favorites.
Have to be. Now, does Rodgers retire? Who knows? We'll do this dance all summer long as well. But I saw Williams for Detroit, asked him for his jersey, and he said, I'm holding on to that one, and then he waves walking off the field, so... It was a bad year, no doubt about it. Bad year, and they were 5-1 to miss the playoffs
at the beginning of the year.
So that cashes too.
Yep. Here is Rodgers last night after the game talking to the media when he will make up his mind about retirement.
I mean, it's a little raw right now. You know, it's just a little bit after the game, so I want to take the emotion out of it and have the conversations and see where the organization's at and see how I feel after some time has passed.
Is there any sort of timetable with that? Is there like a date where you want to make your decision by? Or?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to hold them hostage. You know, I understand, you know, we're still in January here. March is for agency, so just need some time to, like I said, get the emotion out of it and then figure out what's best.
He'll make up his mind by mid-March. He's going to have to. It's not going to be a Brett Favre thing like it goes past the draft. I don't think that'll happen with Aaron Rodgers this time around. He's, nearly $100 million dead cap hit if they were to, like, trade him. That's not happening. Either he retires or he comes back again next year in Green Bay.
And are we ever going to see Love? And when will that happen?
Yeah.
Still don't know if the kid can play.
I actually...
That's another one.
I'm done. Like, I'm from that state. You know, I've watched this team my entire life. I've been done with Rodgers on Green Bay for many years. I wish he would have traded him 4 years ago, 3 years ago, for a bunch of first-round picks. I don't want to see him back in Green Bay again. I say this like every offseason. I don't want to see it, but we're going to. I think we're going to see it one more time. And they're going to punt one more season on Love, and we're going to have no idea if the kid can play.
Yep, absolutely. It was something. What a way to close the season. Well, you know, fantastic day. The early window was nuts. Happened there? I mean, you're thinking the last game I'm going to watch is Houston and Indy. It turns out to that, and tied into Survivor and what happened, and the number one pick and everything.
Can you believe
that had everything
okay,
that
so
game?
Okay, so what was the conversation like this week with the front office and Lovie Smith? Go out there, you're okay, the job's going to be all right, we're going to bring you back next year, win the game, we're okay with that, that's fine. Did they have that conversation with him? Like, what? They fired him last night. Today's Black Monday, last night was Black Sunday for Lovie. They fired him last night already. Well, how do you not tell him you cannot win that football game? Like, Lovie wanted to do that, thinking, did he think his job was on the line? Like, I got to go out there and prove that we can win the game so I can come back next year? Nope, too bad, you're fired anyway. That's an all-time blunder.
Yeah.
Now the Bears hold all the cards.
Yeah.
This is not that difficult to figure out. You lose the game.
The Bears did it the right way.
Yes, they did.
That was, and it's an all, it's one of the worst beats you're ever going to see as well. I mean, it's 4th and 12, they get it. It's 4th and 20, Mills back foot, throws it up for grabs, right through the guy's hands.
Yeah.
Knock it down. He can't, and then a touchdown.
Yeah.
And they win, and they go for two. And he goes for two.
Yeah.
And they get it, and they win the game.
Can you believe
that? And they blow
that?
The number one. I can't believe what I was watching.
Oh, my
Between
God.
That and then what Staley was doing. I mean, it's like, what, guys, common sense here. Which, if you're right, if you have the meeting, you just say, wink, wink, there'll be a little something extra in your stocking, Lovie, if you lose the game.
Right.
I mean, he said afterwards, I can't tell guys to lose on purpose. But it's like, okay, this is the right way to go about it. About don't put guys, how about you punt? I mean, this is
well, that's
waving
the
flag. Like, don't go for something.
Right, but if you're in charge of the team, the front office now, you tell him specifically, look, pal, you're losing this football game. And in the second half, Davis Mills actually had 2 INTs, but he played well beyond that. Our starters are going to go out of the game.
Yeah.
We're going to play the backups. And we can't give away the first pick overall in the draft. Now, you know what can happen in the next 4 months leading up to that event? There can be a quarterback that takes off, and Bryce Young or C.J. Stroud or whomever it is that gets extremely coveted by other teams. And they're like, okay, Chicago, we need this guy because guess what? Houston also needs a quarterback. We'll leapfrog them. We'll give you 3 first-round picks. That could have been Houston's.
Couldn't believe it.
Oh, my God.
Can't believe it. Right?
And I don't know if that was worse than Brandon Staley or not.
Right? Well, what's McCarthy doing? I mean, McCarthy's got the starters in the game, too.
The Staley thing is just as bad as it gets.
Right. Williams gets hurt.
Carted off before halftime.
Bosa leaves the game. He's still got Herbert in the game, and he's got Allen in the game in the late in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
No idea.
I mean, it's just, it's shocking.
With the start of the new year, Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook is your home for all the latest lines, odds, and boosts. And whether you're a football, hockey, or basketball fan, Bet Rivers has you covered. Join them every week for their new promotions like Tuesday Hockey First Goal Insurance, Sunday Football Parlay Insurance, and more. Bet Rivers, it's a whole new game. Come up next year and follow the money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss along with Paulie Howard. We're live in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino. More on the Staley decision, McCarthy, that craziness with the Texans-Colts game. And we'll try to get into the first round point spreads and totals, the openers from last night next.
My name is Johnny B. Goode, and I'm the host of the new podcast, Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. Over this 9-part series, I'll explore the life and crimes of my best friend, Ray Trapani.
I always wanted to be a criminal.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
You see, Ray has this unique ability to find loopholes and exploit them.
They collected $30 million. There were headlines about it.
His company, Centratech, was one of the hottest crypto startups in 2017. It was going to change the world, until it didn't.
I came into my office, opened my email, and the subject heading was FBI request.
It was only a matter of time before the truth came out.
You can only fake it till you make it for so long before they find out that your Harvard degree is not so crimson.
How could you sit there and do something that you know will objectively cause more harm in the world?
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing. This week, I'm talking to the one and only Ryan Seacrest.
Love the connection to people.
I think at the core, what I get excited about, what gets me up in the morning, is connecting with people in an unscripted, unvarnished way. It's getting to say something to them, hear back from them, know that I'm part of the routine, and I look forward to getting on the air. I look forward to it.
In these exciting times, we're looking to the math, the strategy and analytics, and the magic, the creative spark, more than ever. Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty: Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty: Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
You're looking for a betting edge on football's big game? The experts have you covered at VSiN. Become a VSiN Pro subscriber for an offer of only $9.99. You get a recap of the every play by every host and every guest, the betting splits, the deep dive betting reports, limited time offer. Visit VSiN.com/subscribe to sign up for only $9.99. VSiN.com/subscribe.
Here's a tweet that we got from Bears Nation, and you can get in touch with the show on Twitter at VSIN Live, at Mitch Moss Radio, at Paulie Howard. And this Twitter handle is asking the question, have you considered that Lovie Smith already knew he would be fired, so he tried to win the game on purpose to screw them out? You got to take control then. If you're the GM or whatever else, you got to step in.
No, I don't think that happened.
I don't think so either.
I don't think they told him to his face when he was selling himself that, sorry, no. you're done.
No, I don't think so either.
Yeah, they fired him right after the game. That just can't happen as an org. It's too important. You're right from a holding all the cards standpoint too. And if someone makes you a godfather offer, and how about the Bears who started the season 2-1 and then won one game the rest of the season,
yeah,
which knocked me out of Survivor, and it beat Belichick. Think about that. But that's how you do it. If you're the Bears, you just, and now, and also to tie in this with the Bears, the Chase Claypool trade, Pittsburgh, what a job by Tomlin. How Pittsburgh closed the season, they get the 32nd pick now with that business, too.
How many teams would sign up for that?
Oh, God.
Every single one of them, but yeah. Chicago?
Oh, God.
I mean, that's a no-brainer. By the way, he went like way deep in the second round when Pittsburgh selected him. Now they traded him, and they're picking 32nd overall.
Yeah.
That's bonkers, man. So... But the Bears overall, great job by them. Maybe they hang on to the pick. I know some books out here in Las Vegas took down first pick in the draft next year. As this was unfolding, I wanted to add more Jalen Carter out of Georgia in case they keep the pick. They're not taking quarterback.
Right.
In case they keep it. But, sure. I mean, who knows? Maybe another team's going to offer the mother load to leapfrog the Texans at that point, and then they get the quarterback maybe the Texans wanted.
Yeah.
Just total lunacy yesterday out of the Texans. Here's their head coach, Lovie Smith. I'm old school, guys. I'm not going to tank.
I mean, it's pretty simple. I mean, you play to win the game. It's kind of simple as that. That's all the way down in our organization. You get down to the last game, of course, and there's a lot of, I understand the outside things that were out there, but as far as our football team, we practice hard this week to win. And as you see, it's one thing to give it lip service. It's one thing as you see how we fought right up until the end.
Okay. What happened last week? It's certainly like... That's also on the GM, too, and they could be looking for a new GM who continues to, that's back-to-back one-and-dones for the head coaching position. So do you even trust him with the draft pick and to get the next hire right as well? So, I mean, it's horrible communication. I mean, what did you win, Lovey? Well, big deal.
Yep.
I mean, you got lucky and you won a meaningless game, which turns out now you blow the number one pick. I mean, it's absurd.
You know what that was? Yesterday, that was actually joyful for the team, and, you know, they were filled with happiness. And it felt great to win that game for about a two-hour window. And now they have 4 months of regret to live with it. And today they're going to wake up and it's going to be like a massive hangover. Like, oh my God, what did we do? We actually won that game. We came back and won the game when we gave it to the Colts and we were going to have the number one pick. Why? They're going to look in the mirror today and just go shake their head the whole time. Boy, that was stupid.
Yep. Yep. As the decision was to get rid of Reich and go with Saturday as well.
Yeah.
They beat the Raiders, and that was it for Saturday. They were awful the rest of the season.
No kidding. Also, so the Chargers-Broncos game, and that, again, the point spread here, and it was correlated, right? And nice job if you were betting, like, Bengals-Broncos, two-team parlays yesterday, because if the Bengals won that game early on and we found out it was going to be Anthony Brown at quarterback, that number ballooned all the way to 11.5. So they actually didn't cover that number because it fell on 11. But as that number was growing, the Broncos, again, they started off as a three-point underdog this week. And when we found out, like, hey, the Chargers are locked in, they shouldn't play anybody, the Broncos got as high as 6.5. And then Staley comes out, the head coach for the Chargers, and he's like, no, I'm playing my guys. And we're watching the game at another book here in town, a bunch of us yesterday. It's middle of the first quarter. It's now coming up on the end of the first quarter. Here's the second quarter. Wait, it's beyond halftime. The whole time we're just yelling at the TV, what is this guy doing?
Yes.
And then right before halftime, you saw that video that came out and it started to go viral. Like, yeah, Mike Williams just got carted off. A guy with an injury history, right?
Yes.
Who is prone to this kind of stuff happening, carted off the field because his coach is too stubborn and wanted to play his guys the entire time.
Allen's still in the game late in the fourth quarter. Herbert's still in the game into the fourth quarter. And you saw the 10-point move. And again, Staley and Daboll were in the same situation. One guy played it the right way, and the other guy blew it. I mean, for Staley to say, well, you never know what to do in this situation. Okay, you can play him maybe for a half for rhythm and what Tampa throwing Brady out there too. But once a guy gets – the whole story of this season has been Williams and Allen haven't been on the field together for much of the season at the same time. And then he goes out, and you still keep the guys in, and then Bosa gets nicked up.
Another one.
And has to leave. So it just – I mean, the odds makers were telling you what they should have done and what they were the right move was, just like Daboll and the Giants. And the guy's out here trying to win a meaningless game, and he could maybe blows the season in the process. Yeah. Williams should be okay for Saturday, but imagine if they don't have him, though, because of this.
And then Bosa missed pretty much the entire year.
Yes.
Then he gets hurt. Do you have a problem with that, by the way? Like, where's the integrity here? Or is that just the market getting it wrong? Books and the market getting it wrong, assuming that Staley was going to do the right thing. But he comes out there and he's like, no, it's kind of like the game against Jacksonville when they play in the regular season. All of a sudden, the Jumbotron, hey, it's going to be Chase Daniel. Nobody had any idea.
Yeah.
So here's Brandon Staley, again, head coach of the Chargers, asked yesterday, and he talked about why it was so important to play as starters.
Well, we only get two practice squad elevations for the game, and you have to put a team out there. And you can't decide when you're having to play a football game who isn't going to play and who is going to play and how you're going to subtract this. You got to go out there and play the football game because this isn't the preseason where you have 90 guys to choose from. You only have 48 players to choose from. So you have to go out there. You have to field a football team. And so we did it the best we could. We wanted to play well in a game, and then we wanted to be safe for next week, and that's what we did.
You wanted to be safe for next week?
That is an unbelievable comment, especially at the same time what Dable's doing, and it's going to be Davis Webb, and I'm playing everybody.
Yeah. I
mean, that came out right after we got off the air Friday. It's like, well, no one's playing. I mean, it was...
Right. This is Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss along with Paulie Howard. We're live in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino. And then one of our favorite plays, Paulie, in all of football took place yesterday where the point spread was also involved. Dolphins closed 4 at most shops. I know some people had Jets plus 3.5.
Yeah.
Nothing happened in that game. No touchdown was scored, by the way, which always pays a nice price. But that's 9-6, and then you get the Jets deep in their own territory. Here we go. The lateral nonsense. And you saw what happened. The ball gets kicked out of the end zone, and the referee right there in the back, he puts his hands up. That's got to be a safety. The game ends. It's 9-6. They don't flash up the safety. I'm like, what the hell's going on?
Yep,
this is
right.
Pretty important.
Yep.
And then eventually, a couple of minutes later, they went, like, yeah, we have to grade this a safety.
Yep.
11-6 final score. So people who had the Jets plus 3.5, plus 4, whatever it was, no, you lose.
It was a fascinating game. Because you knew early on, it's like, I don't think we're going to see a touchdown. The lateral business, again, has to stop. They immediately are going backwards 20 yards. How do you think it's going to play out, right?
You have a statue back there at quarterback.
Yeah, and I can't believe it wasn't a defensive touchdown. Steeler fans are ticked off. They thought it was a phantom horse collar, which set up the field goal. Good on Sanders for making it. But Skylar Thompson, I mean, it was tough to watch. Tyreek Hill, I'll put up numbers with anybody. Well, no, you won't. He had two catches in this game. I thought McDaniel got away from the run. Well, Wilson and Mostert were solid on the ground. Not enough carries, but Miami somehow makes the playoffs. And, you know, the Jets with why was Flacco in there? The Mike White business, where is Zach Wilson? They lose six in a row to end the season. But a horrible beat again. You're right. It's just what this lateral business. And who thinks this is a good idea? You're better off chucking it and seeing if you get a PI or some type of penalty on the play than I'm just going to immediately throw it 20 yards backwards.
Yeah, I will say this again. Something is going to change in the offseason when coaches really start to break down this play and show it to their players. They're going to point out, and they can bring in you know math people, numbers people, and say, look, it's a less than 1% chance that this happens. You can't do this play. And they can just show them on video and on film plays that have happened over and over and over again that never have good results.
Yeah.
And in fact, it goes the other way and ends in, you know, in awful fashion. It's not going to work.
No.
And you have Joe Flacco, and one of the first things they did was throw it back 7 yards to him. What is Joe Flacco going to do when he's back at the 9-yard line?
Yes.
And he's got to run around with the football. Is that going to end well in any possible situation or scenario? Of course it's not.
Tennessee tried something like that for real in a must-win game. With what? Remember, they tried that business, throwing it across the field.
Oh, yeah.
They're lucky that didn't backfire.
I know. That was, but, I thought, close to something was going to happen there.
Yeah.
Yeah. But just, I mean, so if you had the Jets yesterday.
Yep.
I'm sorry.
Horrific beat.
Yep.
Horrific beat. Miami was never covering till the final play of the game.
Till the game was over. All right. Let's follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. We'll continue talking National Football League coming up next. We will get into the opening numbers. They started to pop late last night for the AFC and the NFC playoffs, and some of the numbers have already moved. We'll run them down for you coming up here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Welcome back. With the start of the new year, BetRivers Online Sportsbook, your home of the latest lines, odds, and boosts. Today, the Great House Special on the title game is largest lead, 21.5. Join them every week for Great House Specials and new promotions. Tuesday, hockey, first goal insurance. Sunday, football, parlay insurance, and more. It's a whole new game at BetRivers. You know, as we said yesterday, had everything. And from an in-play dream standpoint, the Jets game and the Carolina game. Just bet the under every commercial, a 10-7 and 11-6. I didn't watch any of the Carolina game.
For not much.
Carolina won the game. Darnold was 5 of 15 for 40 yards and 2 interceptions. How does that happen?
Yeah, I saw like at one point his numbers were 4 of 13 for something like, wow, not a lot happening in that game, huh? And the Jets game, they popped up 18.5 for the second half.
Right.
When nothing was happening in the first half.
And that's the lowest I saw the in-play total, too, in the second half.
Okay.
It was 18.5.
18.5 was the actual. Nothing,
and you get an 11-6 final. So, one observation, too, and I know you're going down this road. Look at these. Every game's a rematch. Seattle-San Francisco to start round 3. Chargers-Jags rematch. Chase Daniel game on the Jumbotron. Oh, he doesn't play. Miami-Bills round 3. Baltimore-Cincinnati, round 3. Vikings-Giants, rematch. Dallas-Tampa Bay, rematch of week 1.
Mm-hmm.
How many times has that happened?
Probably not very often.
That's lunacy.
Yeah. So, and I'll tell you this. Had Green Bay won the game last night, which they didn't, so it's their own fault, Paul, the Green Bay-San Francisco game would not be the opener on Saturday. They would have saved that game for Sunday. There's no chance they'd play.
And maybe Sunday night.
Maybe Sunday night, yeah.
Yes.
So instead, we get Seahawks at the Niners. That's the opener on Saturday. And, well, here you go. The Niners are 10.5. Total is around 43 in the game. I do see at least one, probably two 10.5s out there, if not more.
They have completely shut down Geno Smith. Seattle did not score a touchdown in the first meeting in San Francisco. And now you have Purdy, who's red hot, and this offense is so good. I will just throw this out there. You can be a very good team, but also with a suspect resume with how things turned out. Going into yesterday, the 49ers had played two teams with a winning record, KC and the Chargers, and went 1-1. And then Seattle won, and they got there, and Miami got there as well, beating the Jets.
Yeah.
But it hasn't been exactly a great resume. if you want to play that game for the 49ers.
But well, it turns out their division was really bad this year.
Sure. And I also, you have to be a little bit concerned with how Arizona connected on the deep ball to start. I know it was a fluke, but remember what Stidham did. Now, Kansas City shut down Stidham and they got a good pass rush and how he moved the ball last week against the 49ers. But they should be able. I mean, it was if Geno's going to turn the ball over, school's going to be out early.
No doubt.
But that was, I mean, we're fortunate to win that game against the Rams, who had an awful year and didn't have anything to play for. So it's a lot of points. But again, this Kittle, right? You think maybe too much of him? The guy was on a milk carton when Garoppolo was in there.
I know it.
And Purdy's looking for him and finding him, but it's so much talent on this team.
Yeah.
And I would say big coaching edge with San Francisco, too, with Shanahan.
Maybe a team total over here for the Niners, because I don't see the Seahawks defense really getting many stops. It's not a good unit. And I think they should be able to, as long as Purdy might be good for one INT in the game. But other than that, I mean, if he only turns the ball over once, okay, that's fine. They can run all over this team, and then he can just, like you said, they have so many weapons, just get everybody else involved, and then get home safely. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's going to be as easy as everybody thinks for San Francisco, depending on their path in the NFC playoffs, though. I've seen people make the case now it's just going to be, forget about it. They're going to be favored in every game, and they're going to march on. They're going straight to the Super Bowl. Maybe they get there. I mean, I'm high on this team. I am every single year, but I think it might be a little bit more difficult than what people are making it out to be.
Well, it's a tough game if it's Philly.
Of course it is.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, Hurts was playing through a lot of pain and dealing with an injury, and what happens when Purdy falls behind,
mm-hmm.
and if there is a turnover. So to start out to get there, yeah, you're right. I mean, you're a double-digit favorite, and then you might take on Minnesota in the next game, which they'll probably bury them in that game.
Yeah, follow the money. VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss, Pauly Howard, live in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino. We're talking about the opening point spreads for the week one of the NFL playoffs. The night game on Saturday is Chargers at Jags. This opened up LA -2.5 at about 46.5. It's ticked down now on the point spread. They're actually lane one, and the total's up to 47.5 at some spots. Any opinion here?
I was disappointed in Lawrence Saturday night. He missed a wide easy touchdown throw. He missed several throws in that game.
Paul,
they are losing the game with 3 minutes left, and they don't have the ball.
Did you know? Did you see the official stats? They were losing the game going into the fourth quarter. They had -1 yards on offense, and they won the game.
Yeah.
How many times has that ever happened? They were very fortunate. Now, keep this in mind. They were also red hot going into that game. And so Lawrence had his first kind of off game in a while. I think we're going to get fireworks in this game.
Okay.
I see both teams scoring.
All right. Side, tough call. I would lean Chargers, but that's a good game.
Yep. Then on Sunday morning, early game, morning out here on the West Coast, Miami's at Buffalo. This, I saw it open up 9. It's already 11.5 for Buffalo.
Well, it's not going to go well if it's Thompson, and that's how it's priced.
Yep.
You know, I mean, the kid couldn't do a damn thing yesterday. And now to go on the road in that environment, and what a way to, they return the opening kickoff. To honor Hamlin and what happens, and that's just right out of a movie with Buffalo. But make no mistake about it. You get 2 kickoff returns. You get the long touchdown pass. They couldn't slow down Mac Jones. Definitely cause for concern for the Bills moving forward. And I know you could say, well, it's meant to be, and they're going to make a deep run with what happened, and Hamlin wakes up, did we win? But sometimes it's hard with all the emotion in the stadium and what you're dealing with. But they did not play well yesterday, and they were lucky to win.
I watched the entire game. I had a big bet on Bills -6.5 because I thought that was the wrong number. It wasn't based on like anything else, but I thought it was going to go up, and it did. And I can tell you right now, the Bills were not on yesterday. That was far from their A game.
Bad job defensively.
I was extreme. Put it this way. No. I did not think I was going to cash that ticket. I thought it was a loser in the third quarter. On those 3 touchdown drives for the Patriots, Mac Jones was 17 for 17 and 3 scores. I mean, are you kidding me?
Right. Patriots had several guys out, too.
Yeah, and that was the best-looking offensive performance by the Patriots maybe the entire year, and a lot of that had to do because of how shaky the Bills were. Now, maybe that was, it's 6 days after the Hamlin situation, and they're human beings, and they can get that game out of their system now and go on and clean it up a little bit, but that team yesterday is not winning the Super Bowl.
No, and they will get buried by Cincinnati in the next round. If that defense shows up against Burrow, it's going to be ugly.
Oh, yeah.
Right? I have no opinion on Giants-Vikings. I'm sure everyone will pick against the Vikings as they won, 13 games that were outscored. And Baltimore-Cincinnati, round three, I already bet Cincinnati.
Okay.
They're on a 13-1 ATS run. I don't even care if it's Jackson. I mean, what's he's missed six games in a row. What can he give you?
Do you include yesterday as a winner ATS?
Yes, I do.
You do? Because most of it was...
Who laid 11 and a half? Right?
I hope not many people.
I mean, it went to 8.5 when we got off the air.
Yeah.
So, I can't admit, you shouldn't have lost that game. Everyone should have won.
Everybody should have won the game. You're exactly right.
So, from 6.5 up to 11 and a half.
What number did you lay?
6.5.
Okay, but no worries if it's going to be Lamar?
No, I don't. Now, they did slow down in the second half.
Yeah, they did.
But, I respect Harbaugh. He's a good coach. But this is what's he going to give you offensively? Which you could say more than Huntley and what the passing attack has been. But I mean, are we sure Jackson's even playing? Let's start there. Because if he doesn't play, I don't think Baltimore's going to do anything on offense.
That's fair. The Monday, I cannot believe they put Monday night between Cowboys and Buccaneers. Startled at that news when it broke last night.
Yes.
And the Cowboys, while they opened up 3, they're down at 2.5 at some spots, but it's like 3 even money right now. I bet the Buccaneers 3 minus 120.
What has happened to Dak? You tie for the league lead in interceptions and you miss several games?
Oh, yeah.
He throws a pass that's almost a pick six. On the very next play, it was a pick six.
To the same exact player that he was targeting against on the Commanders' defense.
Yeah. Jerry Jones can't be happy either. Imagine if the Giants beat the Vikings, Dallas wins, then Dallas goes to San Francisco on a short week, and they have to fly cross country.
Oh,
how about that?
Please allow that to happen.
Horrible for Jerry and the boys.
Yeah.
And then, but that was another one, too, about Mike. When are you going to take people out here?
Guys, you're getting smashed.
Yes.
Get them out of the game. Big news here today. VSiN is now heard on sports map radio across the country, including great radio stations like The Tiger, 95.9 WAUD in Auburn, Alabama. You're listening live to the best in sports betting news and information from the sports betting capital of the world in Las Vegas. Welcome to the VSiN family and to Follow the Money. He's Paulie Howard. I'm Mitch Moss. We do something called Win Some, Lose Some every single day. We recap the betting action either from the previous night or from the weekend. Paulie, we'll run it down for you coming up next. We had a dead heat for the lowest scoring team of the weekend. One of the two teams was available at 60-1. Again, details next. Follow the Money, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
My name is Johnny B. Good, and I'm the host of the new podcast, Creating a Con, The Story of BitCon. Over this 9-part series, I'll explore the life and crimes of my best friend, Ray Trapani.
I always wanted to be a criminal.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
You see, Ray has this unique ability to find loopholes and exploit them.
They collected $30 million. There were headlines about it.
His company, Centratech, was one of the hottest crypto startups in 2017. It was going to change the world, until it didn't.
I came into my office, opened my email, and the subject heading was FBI request.
It was only a matter of time before the truth came out.
You can only fake it till you make it for so long before they find out that your Harvard degree is not so crimson.
How could you sit there and do something that you know will objectively cause more harm in the world?
Listen to Creating a Con, The Story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, Stories from the Frontiers of Marketing. This week, I'm talking to the one and only Ryan Seacrest.
Love the connection to people. I think at the core, what I get excited about, what gets me up in the morning, is connecting with people in an unscripted, unvarnished way. Is getting to say something to them, hear back from them, know that I'm part of the routine, and I look forward to getting on the air. I look forward to it.
In these exciting times, we're looking to the math. the strategy and analytics, and the magic, the creative spark, more than ever. Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Win Some, Lose Some is presented by BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
Wow, winning. Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Pauly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
How about lowest scoring team of the week? Dead heat. Jets and Cowboys. Jets were 25-1. Dallas was 60-1. Oh, I couldn't believe it.
That was really disgusting yesterday.
It was. I mean, they didn't want to be there. They were listless from the get-go. The pick six, and he still has the guys in the game. And Dak late in the game. Lowest scoring game. Dead heat again. Jets, Dolphins plus 750. Panthers, Saints 12-1. So those get both knocked down. Highest scoring game, of course, Colts, Texans 20-1. Every time these bad teams get together, it seems there's fireworks.
I had
it happen
under
in that one. Yeah, well, yeah. What are you going to do? I know it was a highest scoring team. Niners, 6-1. This you had, Okonkwo. First touchdown, Saturday night, 25-1.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
And I had his, they go to him. Dobbs was going to him, and so was Tannehill before that.
Yeah.
And so his prop was also 2.5 catches.
Yep. Incredible. McKinnon, first touchdown, plus 750. Ronald Jones, anytime touchdown was 11-1. He looked good in the fourth quarter and had some long carries and big carries for Kansas City. Let's see your tickets. Email the show, ftm@vsin.com. Tweet at us as well. Who can beat this? The highest I saw was 11-1 on Jacksonville to win the division. Can you beat 11-1? Remember, the Colts hadn't been... The Colts weren't a dumpster fire yet at this point either.
No.
So you have that angle. Forget about catching Tennessee. You got to still worry about the Colts. So that cashes.
Jacksonville was also a train wreck last year.
Yep, great job too. And they became the fifth team since the merger to win their division after having the worst record in the league. And they also go worst to first, obviously, too. So that Seahawks to make the playoffs, plus 550. Packers to miss the playoffs, 5-1. Jamal Williams to lead the league in touchdowns, rushing touchdowns, was 300-1 at Caesars. That cashes.
That is.
Who had that ticket?
Yeah, and again, they love going to him. We saw it again last night.
Another one-yard touchdown. Every game,
every game,
two.
Every game.
That came in.
Those were two of the easiest touchdowns. Where was the Packers' defense?
I know. Yep, another one. Jefferson to lead the league in receiving yards. That was 8-1. Our guy E in San Diego had it as well, betted in July. College basketball, Washington State was 6-1, upset Arizona. Florida International was 5-1. And App State was plus 450 against James Madison. Subscribe, be part of the team, VSiN Pro. Watch the show, VSiN.com. You always want to see these videos and these tweets. I'm glad I mentioned it Friday before we got off the air. The biggest jackpot in PyGrow history happened the other day, over the weekend, over $6 million. You have to get the 7-card straight flush, and there it is, and there's the check. Unbelievable. It was at Caesars, and they're all connected with all the properties.
I believe the person who popped it, by the way, is a local.
What?
How about that?
No.
I'm pretty sure I saw that with the report.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Keep it moving. This is a great... How about this guy? Speaking of Jacksonville. In August, a bettor at DraftKings put $50,000 on the Jags to win the division at plus 750. And he gets the big payout for over $400,000. I mean, again, there's 3 minutes left. And you don't even have the ball.
And oh, by the way, they spent 8 seconds, if that.
Come on.
On a replay that was dicey at best.
A couple weeks ago, I watched the Mac Jones play.
Oh, yes.
I mean, the ball falls out. Oh, it was called touchdown on the field.
Right.
I mean, and this is like, okay, well, it stands.
Like, how? Did you even look at the replay?
Oh, my God. And this is good. Great job by the Chiefs and Mahomes. Mahomes is now 16-0 on the road in the division. That's not the record. Montana went 18 to start out. The Chiefs are 42-6 against the AFC West in the last 8 years. 2 1-point losses and a Week 17 game where they sat starters. What dominance here. Incredible.
That really
is. And Mahomes to win 15 in a row on, or 16 in a row on the road.
Well, and again, that division was supposed to be really, really good this year.
Yep. Lose some. The Titans were minus 1,800 to win the division. 1,800 at one point, and they blow it and lose out. Dallas, plus 4.5, went off a 7.5-point favor, scored 6 points. Cincinnati, Baltimore under, 43 down to 39, no good. Seattle from 3 up to 6, lucky to win the game. Eagles look-ahead line was 1. They went off a 17-point favorite, 1 but didn't cover. Got hairy there, came down to an onside kick. And as a result of the Eagles' win, we have had a repeat champ in the NFC East since 2004. File that one away next year. A couple lose some videos. I like this from Shoffley. His explanation about the withdrawal. I try to exercise more, eat better, do everything better, and I should have stayed fat and more mobile, I guess. And not worked out and tried to do all these good things, and I would have been like a golfer from the early 90s. What, he said they all had a front porch and they smoked? And
He should do the reverse DeChambeau.
Yeah.
He shows up like in July. He's got a big beer belly. That'd be funny.
Yep. We're living in a society. How about this tweet? TSA says emotional support boa constrictor found in a carry-on bag at a Florida airport. Mm-hmm. Of course, it'd be Florida, too. Emotional support boa constrictor.
Yeah.
I mean, some people are alive because it's illegal to kill them. Unbelievable. Bad for the books. Jets, Dolphins under 42 down to 37. Dolphins pick up to 4. More on that coming up. Cincinnati from 6.5 up to 11.5. That's a 13-1 ATS run for the Bengals. Niners from 10 up to 14.5. Vikings, Bears under, and Vikings 1.5 opener up to 6.5, and the 45.5 down to 42.5. Steelers from 1 up to 3. Browns went 3-3 with Watson. And the Broncos plus 3 went off a 6.5-point favorite. They're up 11 late and getting the ball. And then they fumbled a punt. And they win by 3. Couple bad beats. The Jets plus 4. Miami was never covering. In the final play of the game with the ridiculous lateral business, and they get walk-off safety 11-6.
Yeah, this might, suck to hear, but that's the right call. They had to put the safety on the board.
Yep. Colts money line or Colts lane 2.5. 4th and 12. First down. 4th and 20. Hail Mary touchdown. Go for 2 and the win. Get it. Horrible if you had the Colts. Raiders, Chiefs, first half under. You were at the game.
I was.
How about that? The fumble late by the Raiders, the field goal, it goes over.
Also, they had a really long drive that resulted in no points when they went for it on 4th and 3, or 4th and goal at the 3, I think it was. That's a complete killer, though, too.
Yep. And Colin Morikawa was 20-1. He was as high as 8,000 in play. He had a 7.
Higher than that.
No.
He was higher than that.
Well, how big was it? 7
shots? 7-stroke lead yesterday, midway through the round.
And he blows it.
He completely blew it. Wow. Rahm got scorching hot, and Morikawa just started to get... I think he was bogey-free the entire week. Then he went bogey, bogey, bogey.
Win some, lose some. Presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. If your first wager loses, receive a free bet equal to your stake up to $500. Learn more. BetRivers.com.
Good job with that, Paulie.
How about it comes down to Sunday night with that prop? Seahawks to make, Packers to miss.
Yeah, both of them.
You get that big payouts.
How about your day then yesterday, right?
Oh, God, I can't believe
it. Right, because you had to hold off the Patriots getting in the playoffs, and you needed the Dolphins to get in.
Yeah, I was looking at a 0-4, I thought, but I get out of there alive, and I go 4-0. Patriots under, Patriots to miss, Dolphins over, Dolphins to make the playoffs. And the long field goal, and after the penalty, and they get the win. But I gave a little bit back trying to do some things in play. But I was definitely concerned with the Buffalo game.
It had to be.
I mean, just guys, get a stop.
Could not get a stop. Could not get the defense off the field. And then who knows how that game was going to end with the Jets and the Dolphins. And if that ends in a tie.
That's another thing.
Then what, the Steelers get in?
Yeah.
Based on the other results?
Yeah. How did that game go over? Oh, I couldn't believe it. That got me too.
It was another loser for me. That was scoreless with 7 minutes to play in the second quarter.
Yep. The pro tip, Vegas, no one's perfect. Even Vegas. Vegas doesn't always know. Don't get overconfident with the Vegas always knows angle. The line moved 10 points, but Staley never said what he was going to do. It was just, well, it's common sense. He's going to sit everybody, but he didn't listen. And everyone should have won on that ticket. Because the Chargers opened 3, and Denver closed a 6.5-point favorite.
Yep.
It was just, you know, the news didn't come out till Friday about the Giants. But you assumed what Staley was going to do, and he said no.
That's what it was. I mean, the market moved based on assumption and the logical move here. And they did the exact opposite. So you get a pro tip every hour available for subscribers only at vsin.com. That means at least 20 every single day, and they're available for VSIN Pro subscribers only at the website where you can sort them by sport and by show. Up next, longtime NFL executive and current VSIN host, Michael Lombardi, is going to join the program. What were the Texans thinking yesterday winning that game? And the same question goes for Brandon Staley. We'll run it down and find out if he likes any of these matchups in the first round of the playoffs coming up next year on Follow the Money. It's VSIN, the Sports Betting Network.
It's brand new, season 2. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedeta. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to brand new on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.